Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We just thank God today. We thank God for another day of living. Thank you for waking us up, allowing us to accomplish the things we needed to do, and then finally bring us through. I just want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy, for his mercy truly endureth forever. Lord, we just thank you for not giving up on us, even when we turn our eyes from you. Thank you for your excellent grace and mercy, which you so kindly give to us each day. Thank you for the lives of our loved ones, past and present, whom you allowed to touch our lives with love and family and friendship. Lord, we thank you for your guidance when we do not know what to do or say. Thank you for shedding your blood that we might have eternal life one day. Lord, we ask humbly that you continue to be with us, continue to guide us, help us to be the light in this dark world, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to supply our every need, that we will be, that we will not be without want. I mean, that we will be without want, and that even our children will be whole in your name. In this prayer today, Lord, I lift up a past high school alumni friend battling cancer. I ask for her complete healing today. I ask, Lord, that you go into her body, Lord, and begin to do a miracle work today. Cancer cells be defeated by the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your scripture says that by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Your scripture says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And so we ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, for her complete healing, O God. Lord, just like the woman with the issue of blood was healed after many years, I ask and believe for my friend's healing, Lord. Do not let there be defeat, but a miracle today of completeness in her. Through her healing, we ask that her family be made whole and her family is saved and see a miracle done before their eyes. Strengthen her body, Lord. Take away any fear, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Holy Spirit, go into the secret place of her womb and begin to engulf every area of her body, Lord, and her limbs. Clean out cells that are no good, Lord. Restore cells that are out of order, Lord. I speak to that mountain of cancer, and I command you to leave her body in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to her body to be made whole in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I also pray for another friend that's battling kidney stones. I ask, Lord, for you to touch her body, Lord. I speak to her mountain of stones to be reduced right now in Jesus' name and to be no more and pass from her body. Lord, I ask for miraculous healing today. Let your light so shine, God, wherever she is. Lord, I pray that these two women are not defeated but are made whole today in Jesus' name. I speak health into their bodies. I speak wholeness. I speak peace. I speak joy. I speak laughter. Everything that is out of order, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, is now in order. Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We have faith and know that you are continually with us day by day. You hold us in your loving hands. You direct us. Lord, I ask humbly that you continue to be with us. We will keep our eyes on you. Teach us your way, Lord. Teach us to trust you in every situation without doubt. And if anyone else has sickness in their body, I pray for restoration and healing today. You are not defeated, for the word says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Your grace is sufficient for me. Thank you, God, for you are our supplier of all things and our every need. Thank you for keeping our families as we go to sleep today. Let us have restful sleep. Watch over us in the morning hour, that we will continue to have the breath of life as we rise to another day tomorrow, that we will be blessed, be strengthened, have peace in every circumstance, and that your favor follows us wherever we go. Lord, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray all these things, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Ephesians 3:14 through 19 says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And that is my prayer today, that each and every person today that is listening will be filled with the presence and the fullness of God. Know that he is with you. Know that he loves you no matter what. Know that he is your supplier of all your needs. There is no need to want or to fret, but God is with you. All we have to do is ask. All we have to do is believe, and we shall receive of his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. Any of those who have been down and out, and you have been burdened, trust in God. Know that he is with you. He loves you. He cares for you. He cares for you. And he wants you to know that he loves you. He loves you no matter what. Sometimes we feel that we are just not worthy enough. But because of his grace and his mercy, God loves us no matter what. You know, even when people around us don't seem to even want to pay attention to us, or they leave us alone, don't want to speak to us. But God, he loves you. He loves you. Know that today. He loves you. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, for every person today listening. We thank you, Lord, for supplying needs. We thank you, Lord, for comforting and giving peace to those who are distraught today. Lord, we thank you, God, for filling each and every person today. Those who feel like they're all alone, we pray for their comfort, God. Those who are battling sickness, God, we thank you for their healing. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for guidance. We thank you, God, for favor. Hallelujah, for the person, Lord. They don't know whether they're going to or fro, what to do from one day to the next. But, Lord, we thank you for your supernatural guidance. We thank you, God. Open doors that would not normally be open. Supply every need according to your riches and glory, God. Fill each and every person's home with peace in your presence, God. Let your Holy Spirit reign in every home today. Let them know that your presence is with them. In the name of Jesus, we give you the honor and the glory, for there is none like you, O great and mighty King. We just thank you, God. We thank you. As you continue throughout the night, just meditate on the goodness of our Father. Meditate on the goodness of God. Know that He wants you. He wants to be close to you. He wants you to know that He loves you. No matter what, He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Sometimes we feel that our sins are too great. And even though we may have repented, we still look back and say, you know, I am not worthy. But you know what? Because of the blood of Jesus, He made us whole. He made us whole today. Glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray all these things today, and that it is done. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.